So, you have a TV show for me?
Yes, sir, I do. It's gonna follow a chemistry teacher named Walter White, and I figure we could get the dad from Malcolm in the Middle to play him.
Oh, he's hilarious. This is gonna be a fun time.
And Walter White gets diagnosed with a terminal illness.
What?
And his wife is pregnant, and his son has cerebral palsy.
What is going on?
And he's deep in debt, but he wants to leave some money for his family before he croaks, so he starts cooking meth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, things are looking rough.
It sounds that way. I haven't laughed once.
So anyway, he's gonna team up with an old student Jesse Pinkman, who's now a meth dealer and addict with just beautiful teeth.
Meth addicts are known for their great dental hygiene.
Yeah, and he's kind of dumb, but he knows the drug business, so Walt needs him.
Okay, gotcha.
And he has this amazing catchphrase he says all the time.
Oh, what's his catchphrase?
Bitch. Hey, you're a bitch.
No, that's his catchphrase. Oh, that's his catchphrase. Okay, that's gonna be tricky to print on t-shirts.
Yeah, probably.
And what about some of the other characters?
Well, there's Walt's wife, Skylar.
Okay, and what's her deal?
Well, she just wants the best for her family, and she wants to get to the bottom of all of Walt's lies and deception.
Sounds pretty reasonable.
Yeah, but she's gonna be a little naggy, so the audience is gonna hate her.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, people are gonna hate her more than the violent criminals on the show.
Jeez.
Then there's Walt Jr.
Yeah, what's up with him?
Breakfast.
Breakfast? That's just breakfast?
Yeah, breakfast.
Well, okay then.
Then there's Hank Schrader. He's Walt's brother-in-law and this amazing DEA agent.
He's a DEA agent who can't figure out that his brother-in-law's cooking meth?
That's right, but he is gonna piece it together by the final season.
Oh, okay. Is it gonna be one of those classic things where he connects it all on like a corkboard with string and photos and evidence?
No, he's gonna figure it out while taking a dump.
That works.
They're also gonna have to deal with this crazy guy, Tuco Salamanca.
Crazy, huh?
Yeah, he's super unhinged and violent, and his catchphrase is tight, tight, tight.
Oh, his catchphrase is tight.
That's what I said.
Right, I don't know why I felt the need to repeat that.
And so progressively through the show, Walt is gonna become more and more badass, you know? Like, his look is gonna change.
How so?
Well, he's gonna shave his head and grow a goatee, and then that goatee is gonna change from red to dark brown seemingly overnight.
Wow, I didn't realize facial hair could do that.
It apparently can, and so we're gonna see him move up the ranks in the drug world, you know? He's gonna go from cooking meth in a Winnebago to the basement of a laundromat.
That doesn't sound much better.
Now that I say it out loud, I can see that it doesn't sound much better, but it is.
Okay. It's a nice basement.
If you say so. And we're gonna follow Walt as he does whatever it takes, you know, whether it's taking out some violent cartel members.
Oh, that is cool.
Or poisoning a defenseless child.
What?
He's also gonna have this super badass scene where he's, you know, yelling at his wife.
That's a badass thing to do.
It is, because he's gonna be like, I am the one who knocks.
Also not very badass sounding. Are they arguing over the structure of a knock-knock joke?
No, he's gonna say it more like, I am the one who knocks.
Oh, okay, so he really yells at his wife. I guess that's cool.
Okay, I could see why you're skeptical, but people are gonna love this stuff. Like, in one scene, he's gonna get a guy to say his name.
To say his name?
Yeah, he's gonna be like, say my name, and the guy's gonna do it.
And this is another cool thing that you've written?
Okay, these things aren't coming out very cool, but you have to trust me, they're gonna be great.
Alright, if you say so.
Oh, he's also gonna go up against the ultimate villain, this guy Gus Fring.
Oh, and he's a badass?
Oh yeah, he's definitely a badass, no two ways about that.
Amazing, what's his deal?
Well, he's super calm, and he owns a chicken restaurant, and he gets killed by a guy in a wheelchair.
Okay, these things do not sound as cool when I say them out loud.
It doesn't sound super exciting. Does he have crazy last words or something?
Well, I mean, his last word is ha!
Ha? Yeah, it's ha. You're just gonna have to trust me. It's gonna be amazing in the show.
I certainly hope so.
We're also gonna show some of the consequences of living a life of crime, you know?
Oh yeah, like what?
Like, if you do crime, you might be responsible for two planes crashing into each other above your house.
Oh, what the heck are you talking about?
Well, Walt lets this girl die after coincidentally running into her dad at a bar, and it turns out he's an air traffic controller, so because he's all sad, he accidentally makes two planes crash in the sky, and some of the wreckage falls into Walt's pool.
That all sounds kind of unbelievable.
Thank you.
No, I mean in the sense that I don't believe something like that would ever happen.
Oh, whoops.
Whoopsie, so where does this thing take place?
It takes place in sunny Los Angeles.
It might be a little pricey.
It takes place in sunny Albuquerque.
There it is.
There are gonna be a bunch of scenes taking place in Mexico, though.
I don't know about that. It sounds like it's gonna be tough to shoot those scenes without making the budget shoot through the roof.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, all we have to do is film stuff in the States and add a yellow tint to it.
Wait, what?
Because, you know, everything in Mexico is yellow.
I don't think that's true.
Yep, it's true. It's all yellow. Here, I'll let you talk to a writer friend of mine.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Hola. Hi, this is gonna sound a little weird, but is everything yellow there?
Oh, see. Sí.
Well, okay then, thanks for your time.
Super fácil, apenas una inconveniencia.
Oh, ¿con quién hablabas?
No lo sé.
Bueno, muy bien entonces.
So, what do you think?
Well, if you think we can squeeze a bunch of seasons out of this concept, I'm all for it. Actually, I think it would be nice to just end it after 5 seasons.
You know what? There's actually something very respectable about that. We do 5 seasons, we don't milk it.
Exactly, 5 and we just walk away. That's all there is to it.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. We have a ton of these on the channel that you can check out. You could also leave me a comment down below letting me know what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, share on Facebook and Twitter, spread it around. And as always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.